for calling UPMC Community Health Choices Service Coordination. Your protected health information is treated and kept in accordance with all privacy laws. Please note, this call may be monitored and is being recorded. We welcome your feedback on your experience today, as it helps us to improve our service. Please stay on the line after your call for a brief survey.
Hello, good afternoon. Thanks for calling UPMC Community Health Choices. My name is Peter on a recorded line. How can I help you today?
Hi, my name is Shayla Kwong from Family First Care, calling to distribute the service coordinator to request authorization for our agency, for one of the members.
How do you spell your name?
S-H-A-I-N-D-E-L.
S-H-A-I-N-D-E-L?
Yes.
And what is the tax ID or MPI for Family First?
822-843-555.
What's the best phone number to reach you?
267-551-7427.
Thank you. All right. And what is the last name of the participant you're calling about?
Hillman.
First name?
Betty.
What's the date of birth for Betty Hillman?
Date of birth, 9-1-45.
Thank you. All right, give me 1 minute. I'm going to pull up Ms. Hillman's information, then
Thank
we'll go
you.
From there. All right. You are Family First.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys go by another name?
Family First Care, LLC.
Okay.
I gave you the text that you weren't able to pull out the information. She's transferring to our agency, so we need authorization.
Okay, so you guys don't have an author. You're calling to establish the authorization.
Exactly. That's why I want to speak to the service coordinator.
All right, give me 1 minute. So let me see what I can do. Do you mind if I put you on a brief hold to look into this for you?
Thank you. No problem.
Thank you. Hello? Shandell?
Yes.
Yes, so I did reach out to the service coordinator and sent her a message to call you back about establishing the authorization.
The service coordinator is not available?
No. I sent.
What is the service coordinator name? What's the name?
I cannot give you that information, though.
Oh, you cannot give me the information.
No, the problem is that we don't have an authorization yet, but once we do have an authorization, I definitely can get things. You know,
but I could expect a call back?
Yes.
Okay, no problem.
All right. So, yeah, we'll give them 48 hours to call you back. So she'll reach out to you 48 hours.
Okay, amazing. Thank you.